USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor's races in Georgia and Arizona top the list of key contests in Tuesday's midterm election. Arizona Republican Carrie Lake is locked in a tight race with the Democratic Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. In Georgia's hotly contested governor's election, Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams slightly trails Republican incumbent Brian Kemp in the polls. Meanwhile, former President Bill Clinton is out campaigning in Nevada, encouraging Democrats to re-elect Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro. This voter telling MSNBC he's no fan of what Democrats have as their top priorities.
The Democrats have been completely ignoring what people really care about. Now they're kind of coming around a little bit, but it may be too late. I can never trust them again. They made this mess, and I'm having to live with it.
Flu cases are on the rise across the nation.
Flu cases are surging early, reaching their highest hospitalization level in more than a decade. The CDC says there are high levels of flu in the Southeast, especially in Alabama, South Carolina, and Tennessee. There's also significant spread in New Jersey, Connecticut, and 11 other states. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to mortgage software company Black Knight, the market has seen a $1.5 trillion drop in home equity since May. After home prices jumped 45% in the first 2 years of the pandemic, by September, prices had fallen on a month-to-month basis for the third month in a row. The average borrower lost $30,000 in equity. A man who stole over $3.5 billion in Bitcoin is pleading guilty to one count of wire fraud. The Justice Department announced it seized the currency from James Ziong's Georgia home in a raid last year. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As of 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, the United States Elections Project is reporting just over 40 million people cast their early ballot. This, as a Republican member of the Senate is saying, if you don't like the way the country is headed, make sure you have your voice heard on Tuesday.
435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor's races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
I smell desperation in the air. It's crystal clear. If we are to win the majority in the Senate, it takes every single voter in a battleground state who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, to show up and vote for the Republican candidate.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing is at a level never seen before, $1.9 billion. This after nobody won the top prize in Saturday's drawing. There were numerous smaller prize-winning tickets sold in multiple states. Week 9 of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the New Orleans Saints hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff set for 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.